Module 2, A New Vision, Your Parish Guide to the Journey of Faith. Session 3, Catechumenate, On the Road Training for a New Way of Life. Objective, master the four things that must happen in the catechumenate stage to form children in a Christian lifestyle. I learned to be a Catholic Christian by growing up in a Catholic family. Every Sunday and every Holy Day, even on vacation, we went to Mass. During Lent, every night after supper, we prayed the rosary as we knelt on the living room floor. I saved my pennies to light votive candles at the married altar. But that was 100 years ago, and children in the RCIA most often don't grow up in a quote-unquote typical Catholic family, whatever that is. That's why they're in the catechumenate, because they are unbaptized, and most often their parents have not been active in the church. So it's during the catechumenate period that we show them the Catholic way of life. Of course, their formation began in the previous period of evangelization and pre-catechumenate, but it's in this second period that we aim, quote, at training them in the Christian life, unquote. RCIA number 75. The Christian way of life. How do we, the Christian community, go about quote-unquote training children to be followers of Jesus? The RCIA is very direct. The catechumens are formed through the following ways. Suitable catechesis, the help and example of the community, liturgical rites, and active works with others. See RCIA number 75. The rite is pretty clear that it takes more than classes to learn the Christian way of life. Let's look at each of the four ways that formation happens. Number 1, suitable catechesis, RCIA number 75.1. It was a catechumenate session that happened on Sunday mornings. We'd had our coffee, juice, and donuts, and we were settling back in to talk more about the gospel. 10-year-old Christy recalled for the adults and kids who had joined us after Mass what had already been discussed by the child catechumens. Quote, Jesus is teaching us to forgive, and so we talked about forgiving people who are mean, like the girls on the playground. I know they make fun of me. End quote. The catechumenate group, comprised of child catechumens, some baptized Catholic children, parents and sponsoring families, continued to talk about Jesus and stories of forgiveness. From there, we moved into the church's teaching on forgiveness, and in later sessions, into teachings on the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. Points to note: the Word of God proclaimed at Sunday Mass, connect with the child's story. Number 2, help an example of the community, RCIA number 75.2. The Lenten Fish Fry is a big annual event at St. Joe. Proceeds go to our sister parish in Haiti. Christy and her mom and her younger brothers came with the Sappingtons, their sponsoring family. They ate and visited with one another and with other parish families. They even took a shift in the kitchen, filling coleslaw cups, washing trays, experiencing the life of the community. Points to note: social events are formative, sponsoring families. Number 3, liturgical rites, RCIA number 75.3. On the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C, we hear that Jesus unrolled the scroll and read, quote, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me, end quote. At the end of our session that day, Father Richard joined us and anointed Christy and the other baptized children with the oil of catechumens. At the next session, we talked about what the anointing meant. Points to note: liturgical rites are formative. Talk about what the rituals mean. Number 4, active works with others, RCIA number 75.4. All the toys collected at St. Joe's had to be at the Catholic Charities Christmas store by November 15th. Christy and her family, the Sappingtons, and the other two families in Children's RCIA met with a handful of parishioners and loaded over 400 toys into the old vans. Then, the same group unloaded everything at the Christmas store and put it up on the shelves. The next week, we met for prayer and pizza and reflected upon the experience. Points to note: do service with other parishioners, talk about it afterwards. Leads to the right of election. You can see how this fourfold type of formation would lead to big changes in family life. Christy's mom commented that Christy was much happier at school and less worried about what, quote, the mean girls, once they began participating in children's catechumenate. The, quote, unquote, churchy way of talking about this change in Christy and her family is to say that they experienced conversion. Once the catechumens have, quote, undergone a conversion in mind and in action, end quote, RCIA number 75, the children celebrate the rite of election. The rite of election, the second step. The rite of election is the ritual or the step that leads the children into the third period of their formation. This rite usually takes place on the first Sunday of Lent. It's a celebration of God's grace working in the lives of the children. In the rite, we celebrate that God has, quote-unquote, elected the children for the sacraments of initiation. This second step is the transition to the third period of formation. But before we move on, let's reflect a little bit on the period of the catechumenate. And rest assured, in future modules, we'll talk much more about the specifics of how to do catechumenal formation. But for now, take a look at exercise 3.